Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Pastor Brian Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Brian. I've been an ordained pastor for 11 years. In all those years, and before, I found prayer by myself hard. But when I prayed with others, not only did I learn to pray, but I found prayer replenishing and a gift. We hope to be that person and community who can pray with you. So come on in. I look forward to praying with you. We will begin with a prayer from the 1979 Book of Common Prayer. Grant to us, Lord, we pray, the Spirit to think and do always those things that are right, that we, who cannot exist without you, may by you be enabled to live according to your will. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our psalm this week is from Psalm 105. Verses 1 through 6, verses 16 through 22, and 45b, in the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. We will begin our psalm with a call and response, which we will say together throughout the psalm. I will lead by saying, "Seek the Lord," and you'll respond saying, "And His strength." Again, I will say, "Seek the Lord," and you'll say, "And His strength." Let's speak the scripture together. Seek the Lord and His strength. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call on His name. Make known His deeds among the peoples. Sing to Him. Sing praises to Him. Tell of all His wonderful works. Glory in His holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His presence continually. Remember the wonderful works He has done, His miracles, and the judgments He uttered. O offspring of His servant Abraham, children of Jacob, His chosen ones, seek the Lord and His strength. When He summoned famine against the land and broke every staff of bread, He had sent a man ahead of them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. His feet were hurt with fetters. His neck was put in a collar of iron until what He had done came to pass. The word of the Lord kept testing him. Seek the Lord and His strength. The king sent and released him. The ruler of the people set him free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his possessions to instruct his officials at his pleasure, and to teach his elders wisdom. Praise the Lord. Seek the Lord and His strength. We have a special guest today in our reader, Donna Trishman. Our scripture reading is from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 37 through 47, NIV.
When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." With many other words, he warned them, and he pleaded with them, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation." Those who accept his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their numbers daily those who were being saved. The Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Now we will go into a time of led prayer. It is called a litany. I will name a topic, then allow a short time of silence for the Holy Spirit to lead you in how to pray. At the end of that time, I will say, "Lord, in your mercy," and then you will respond, "Hear our prayer." We will then move on to another topic of prayer. If you need more time, or if you are doing this as a family and want time for everyone to go around the table to name concerns, just pause. No problem at all. Then unpause when you are ready and start right back up. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you are the conqueror of evil, sin, and death. Even when the evil of slavery was thrust upon Joseph, you did not abandon him and refused to let his bondage stand. Your might and justice know no end. Thus we come praying for our witness to your grace and love around us today. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer for our sins and the sins of the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer for Dr. Deborah Birx, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and all medical professionals around the world as they help coordinate the response to the COVID-19 global pandemic. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer for our Christian brothers and sisters in Asia. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer for our hearing the ways you are calling us in this very moment. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer for peace during our waking hours and rest at the end of our day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. May we be thankful for your deliverance like Joseph, using the victory you have won for us to change our world for your glory and love. In your Son's blessed name we pray. Amen. Many thanks to our reader, Donna Trishman. Ever since moving to Wheaton in the last few years with Mr. Jim, Miss Donna has been an active part of Gary Church. I admire so many things about her, but especially her continuous journey to grow in faith. Not only does she serve on the education committee, various outreach ministries, leads Bible studies, and cares for her grandchildren, but Miss Donna also enrolls in Bible and theology classes at Wheaton College. For her, faith isn't something that one has. Faith in Christ is an ongoing and growing relationship. What a legacy and example. Thank you, Donna. And now receive this blessing. May the love of God the Father, the grace of God the Son, and the power of God the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. Amen. Blessings until we are together tomorrow. I'll look forward to praying with you. Hi, my name is Brian, and I'm the host of the Pastor Brian Podcast. Our hope at Pastor Brian Podcast is this small podcast can help people learn to pray in an easy-to-use and non-intimidating manner. Everyone can pray, but most of the time it is best when we do it together. If you find this helpful, please pass us along to a friend, and thank you so much for joining us.